Get in here and give us your perspective. We're listening. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Hey, welcome to Perspectives. Yes, it's me, Ashley Burgess. We're talking about resolutions tonight. You know, we've been talking about setting that New Year's resolution and doing it right. You know, where you can succeed, where it's not just, unfortunately, a mere resolution that lasts for a couple of days and then we are over. No, we're talking about actually succeeding, and we're talking about being specific. So we're talking about if we're going to lose weight, we want to lose weight. We want to be specific. We want to go to the gym X amount of times a week. We want to do this. We want to do that. If it's talking about cigarette smoking, we need to be specific, or getting organized, or saving money, or whatever it is. Great. Be specific. It's all in the details. You know, the next thing is to measure your efforts, you know, not just, you know, the latest mess up. So if something happens one day, something happens one night, let it go. Don't let it make you lose sight of your goal and your intention, because everybody screws up. Everybody screws up. That's a human thing. So that, you know, let's get past that and just jump back into it and do what you got to do, because, you know, you're on the path. You're on the road. You know, the next one is to have accountability, to have an accountability partner. And Bill, you and I were talking about that. You had an accountability partner, right, when you were going through losing weight?
Yeah, I've got a friend. Her name is Whitney, and she's a classmate of mine at school. And, you know, she's like an exercise freak. You know, she's one of those people.
That's cool.
Know, like her idea of relaxing is running a marathon, right?
Awesome.
You know, and God bless her. I mean, she's just a ball of energy. And so she had been kind of, you know, pestering me, badgering me, you know, kind of pushing me to try to, you know, get in better shape and lose weight for a while. And me being passive aggressive, I was just like, okay, you know, yeah, you're right, I'll do it. And then just go, you know, go on with my.
You're a PA,
you
know, you're a PA,
yeah,
you're a PA.
That's totally me. That's totally me. And just, you know, last year, like I said, I just decided that, okay, you know, this is going to be the year, this is going to be the time, I'm going to do it. And, you know, Whitney was kind enough to help me, you know, to come work out with me. You know, she'd ask me, you know, hey, what did you do today? You know, and if I would say, oh, I went jogging for a mile. Hey, that's great. You know, positive reinforcement. And then if like life happens, and, you know, life happens, mm-hmm. You know, a school project, let's say, got in the way or whatever. Well, you know, I was wanting to go to, I want to go to the gym with you today, but I got this project I got to do. She, oh, well, okay, well, I'll tell you what, you know, go do what you got to do, and we'll do it tomorrow, you know, you know, so she was rarely, you know, and she wasn't a drill sergeant, you know, and because she,
yes, drill sergeant,
I mean, she knows me, you know, she knows that would turn me off, actually, and, you know, some people, I guess, need the reverse psychology, but not me, and so she knew me well enough, you know, to kind of, you know, do that positive reinforcement and to really encourage me when, you know, I thought, oh my gosh, you know, I just can't do this anymore, you know, and she would be there for me.
I'm glad you're giving me your psychological insight too, since we work together all the time. This is great. You know, I'm knowing all this. I'm just commit to memory. You know, no, I agree with that. And thank goodness you had a Whitney to help you do that. You know,
yeah.
You know, and that's the thing, accountability partner, accountability partner, accountability partner. You know, the next thing is that this is the thing that everybody screws up. Okay, this is it. This is one of the things you can do to make sure that you will never succeed in getting your New Year's resolution, period, is you want to pick more than one. You can't pick more than one resolution, okay? You can't do it. You either pick just one or you pick none. You don't sit there and say, okay, I want to quit smoking, I want to quit drinking, I want to quit going out, and I want to start going to church. Okay, wow. I mean, that's going to all come crashing down in like the second day. I mean, you can't quit all that at one time. I mean, if it's the smoking, work on the smoking. If it's the drinking, work on the drinking. If it's going to church, then heck, figure that out. But the thing is, you can't try to eliminate all things, because, you know, research has actually shown that humans in general cannot multitask at all. They can't do it effectively, period. You might be able to do it, but it's not good. And if you have more than one resolution, you're more likely to fail. And, I mean, you're only going to be able to succeed 8% of the time here already, but if you follow what we're doing 100% of the time, but if you add more than one, it's not going to work, because too often people try to pick a few different resolutions to work on, but you're better picking on one to focus and go full speed ahead with that one instead of kind of doing half here and half there. And you can break that one big goal into mini goals, but you can't be breaking three different goals down into three different mini goals and doing that. It's really almost impossible. You know, and so by doing that, you know, you feel a sense of accomplishment, obviously, but creating those milestones is an effective, useful way to accomplish any goal, and doing so really allows you to, that accomplishment and that feeling of success in the process. And, you know, you want to find joy in the process. As a sidebar, joy in the process. And, you know, Greg is always telling me this, and sometimes I'm like, I just want to get through it. I want to make it happen. I want to be successful. I want to get through it. But then you think about when you look back and you say, wow, I didn't even appreciate the process. And you've worked so hard. You know, you work so hard on what you're doing, and you're like, you don't even think about it because it's the next thing, the next thing, the next thing. Oh, I haven't done this well enough. I want to do this. I want to do that. And so think about the process. Enjoy the process. When you go to the gym, when you're eating well, enjoy the process. Learn from life day to day and learn from yourself. You know, instead of being that the part of the 92% and falling short of attaining your goal, be that 8%. And you know, we can change that percentage too. And be successful. You'll feel good about yourself and others. And guess what? Others will always look up to you because you're doing something that they want to do. Even if it's not to lose weight, even if it's not to quit smoking, everybody has something they want to do. And if you're doing it effectively and successfully, they want to know how the heck you're doing it. They want to know what you have that they feel like they don't have. Because apparently they feel unsuccessful. They don't feel like they have that same je ne sais quoi, whatever they say, like that thing, that thing, the essence. And so when you do that, people kind of, you know, you raise their attention, you know? And, you know, if you have any other questions or you need someone to really hold you accountable to succeed, you know, you can always go on my page on www.liveyourtruelife.org and you can contact me and I'll help you ASAP and we will make sure you achieve that goal. Period. End of story.
Awesome.
But, you know, by the middle of this year, you'd be going, my gosh, wow, I really have changed. And if you need an accountability partner, I can be your accountability partner. And, you know, Bill and I have been talking about tonight about how it is to really succeed. And obviously, you've done it. You've done it. And now you're going on the bandwagon again to do it again. And that's really cool because now you have a whole arsenal of weaponry, knowing the things that you know, knowing about your own personal self, like you've been talking about.
Right.
We all know ourselves very well. And when you're able to know yourself and go, okay, well, I know I'm going to try to sabotage myself here, or I know I'm going to try to do that there because I tried to do that last time, you can actually, you know, I hate to say it, but sidestep yourself sometimes and say, okay, you know what? I'm not going to do that this time.
Yeah. I mean, it's like we were saying before the show started, you know, I am the world champion at seeing what I want to see and hearing what I want to hear, you know? And so knowing myself the way I do, then, you know, if I hold a mirror in front of me, then it's like, oh, okay, you know, I can pick and choose what I want to see. I have that ability. So it's like, yeah, I know that, you know, I'm not really patient. And, so I'll kind of do this much and then, that'll be good enough, you know? And, you know, and I've done that in the past.
I think a lot of people have. It's a human condition.
Yeah. I think it's totally natural. And, so I think that's why it's good to have an accountability partner, to have that person hold that mirror up for you. And sometimes you're not going to like what you see, you know, but, you know, if that's a friend of yours and you trust them and, you know, they have your best interest at heart, you know, like you do, Ashley. You only have our best interest at heart. And, you know, so if you show me something that maybe I don't like at first, but I know that you're doing it to help me improve, well, there you go.
Well, if you don't succeed, I don't succeed. I mean, you know, that's the key, is that if somebody's going to succeed, I'm not sitting there going through the whole, we're not going to map out every single thing that happened to you from the beginning of childhood on. There are things that we'll get to, but you want to achieve this goal. You want to do it before you're dead, right? You know, so the thing is that if you succeed, I succeed. And I'm going to make sure that you see exactly what you need to see. We're going to talk about things clearly. And accountability is key because it's so much better to have somebody there to help you.
Amen.
And, you know, and the springboard ideas off of, and just to know that, gosh, you know what? I have somebody that's going to hold me accountable. So there's more than just one.
Absolutely. So, appreciate you sharing this with us tonight, Ashley. Thanks
well,
a lot.
Thank you, Bill, and thanks for being here with me. I always love you with me on the show here. And everybody, thank you for listening tonight. And make a resolution. If you're not making another type of resolution, because you know you only can make one, resolve to listen to Perspectives with me, Ashley Burgess, every Sunday on KLAF. Have a great Sunday, and we'll be back next Sunday again live. Take care.
Our senses are bombarded daily with information from many media sources. We can't always choose what we're exposed to, but most of the time we can. What you allow yourself to view, read, and listen to are very important choices, which should be chosen wisely. Does this ring true with you? If so, you probably enjoy reading the blog of author and life coach Ashley Burgess. Visit ashleyburgess.org and check out her life coaching skills at work, where she discusses family, career, friends, significant others and romances, recreation, fun, health, finances, personal growth, including spirituality, and the physical and mental environment around us. Ashley writes about how to create a cohesive balance across the entire spectrum of her readers' lives. Go to ashleyburgess.org today and sign up for her blog. You can achieve the life you've always dreamed of having. Visit ashleyburgess.org today.